Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Creation. Well, where we will learn about the amazing camels of the Middle East that were so important in the Bible and for the wise men. Matthew 2:1, Magi came from the east of Jerusalem and asked. Camels were a very important animal throughout the history of the Bible. When Joseph's brothers sold him to a caravan passing by that took him to Egypt, it was a camel caravan. When the Magi came from the east of Israel, a very dry, deserty country, the common way to travel was by camel. Camels are extraordinary animals of dry, desert conditions. They have one hump in most of the world where they live. Two-humped camels live in northern Canada, or China. They are related to llamas and alpacas. Camels were created by God for the harsh climate of the world's driest and hottest deserts. Most of the world's camels live in Africa and Asia. Northwest China has two hump camels that live in cold, dry climates. Their humps are fatty, which lets them travel for days without eating or drinking, and make an excellent way to travel in the harder climates of the world. They can withstand cold and hot on the same day, as in deserts that will be 100 plus degrees, then dip into the 60s at night, and they won't be affected. Their eyelids and nostrils have covers for sandstorms that would be hard for a man to withstand, but they can. Their hooves on each foot are divided down the middle so they can easily walk on sand or hard, dry land without problems. Camels are cargo carriers and also carry passengers. Their milk, felt made from their hair, and transportation make them a very easy way for poor people in these countries to have transportation and carry goods for others on their camels. They can go great distances in all types of weather and do not need much food or water. For the poor of countries and continents that are dry and have harsh conditions, camels help poor people make livings by using them for transportation or taking cargo for businesses all over the area. We've read about camels throughout the Bible, the caravan that took Joseph from his family to Egypt to become second to the Pharaoh. Camels were used for bringing spices, balms, and myrrh to the Holy Land from far out in the eastern desert of Israel and its surrounding countries. The Magi, too, would have used camels to find the Savior of the world. Thank you, Jesus, for camels and their unique ability to live in dry, waterless lands that can be very hot or very cold, yet still live a good life. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.